This is a podcast from the Workers' Solidarity Movement. You'll find our webpage at www.wsm.ie. This podcast was recorded at the Second Anarchist Book Fair in Dublin on Saturday the 3rd of March. It was part of a debate on what sort of Ireland do we want, with speakers from the Workers' Solidarity Movement, the Irish Socialist Network and Airgi. This speaker is from Airgi. You'll find the other speeches at the WSM website at www.wsm.ie.
Okay, Dai, how about you?
Like what Shane said, it's a difficult enough number of questions to address in 20 minutes, so what I've done really is prepared something that I suppose will make a start to that. Okay, and so anyone has any questions afterwards, maybe they can put it to us in the following hour. So, comrades, firstly, I would like to say that on behalf of Airgi, I am very glad to have the opportunity to be here today to contribute to this session. We would very much like to thank the organisers for extending us this invitation. By way of addressing the substantive themes of today's engagement, that of the question both as to the type of Ireland we want and the nature and form of revolution, I would like to give an overview, firstly, of what Airgi is and of the rationale for its existence. Airgi is a socialist republican organisation. We are therefore for the liberation of Ireland and for the liberation of all of the people in Ireland. For this, we make no apologies. A central element of our political philosophy is that there can be no just political system in Ireland that has, as any part of its theory or practice, an acceptance of the right of an imperial power through its armed forces and political administration and institutions to interfere with and negatively influence the development of the economic, social, cultural and political life of this island. That said, we reject absolutely and utterly the narrow nationalist notion that the interests of the people of Ireland are somehow to be served by the mere substitution of Irish masters for that of British ones. We are only too aware of the fact that masters are masters. It is only that which is of importance to us. The fact of their nationality is none. In this regard, it is very instructive that we remind ourselves of the words of James Connolly when he said that Ireland, as distinct from her people, is nothing to me. And the man who is bubbling over with love and enthusiasm for Ireland and can yet pass unmoved through our streets and witness all the wrong and the suffering, the shame and the degradation brought upon the people of Ireland, brought by Irishmen upon Irishmen and women, without burning to end it, is, in my opinion, a fraud and a liar in his heart, no matter how he loves that combination of chemical elements he is pleased to call Ireland. We therefore reject absolutely the notion that somehow there can be any commonality of interest between the capitalist and working classes of Ireland, or indeed between the capitalist and working classes of any country. There is and can only be antipathy and conflict between both, as the interests of the former are served by the enslavement of the latter. And enslavement it is. No matter what reforms are introduced to lessen the burden and weight of the alienating, if metaphorical, manacles that the worker continues to wear. One only needs to take a cursory glance at the world today to see the extent of the slavery that exists. The polarisation of the world into those who do and do not have access to the resources necessary for survival and an economic and social standard of living befitting membership of the human race is as marked today as it has ever been in the history of mankind. The processes that underlie this fact have directly given rise to a scenario whereby humanity as a whole finds itself poised precariously in the balance. The human condition at the beginning of the 21st century very clearly illustrates the nature of social reality as experienced on Earth today. While the range of human needs can in no way be reduced to material need alone, it is a fact nonetheless that the quest for wealth at the expense of others that underpins capitalist ideology is a primary source of the very real misery and poverty faced by the majority of people throughout the world. However, it is true that the reality of a highly impoverished existence, as experienced by a majority of people in other parts of the world, is not directly comparable to that experienced by people in Ireland and the so-called developed world generally. However, given that Ireland is very much enmeshed in and part of the global economic system, it is an undeniable fact that Irish society is governed by the same economic and social principles at the heart of the capitalist system that dominates human economic and social relations. It is therefore to be expected that the same cause and effect relationships witnessed elsewhere between the accumulation of wealth by small numbers of people and relative economic and social impoverishment of a majority will be evidenced in Ireland. It is an undeniable fact to say that, relatively speaking, 21st century Ireland is one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Yet what does this economic fact mean for the people of Ireland in terms of quality of life and access to the resources necessary for a happy and fulfilling existence? Despite unprecedented economic growth, Ireland is blighted by profound social inequalities that threaten the well-being and, indeed, the very fabric of society. One may therefore legitimately ask how and why a country can be extremely wealthy and yet, at the same time, experience such levels of poverty, social exclusion and general dysfunction and malaise. How can it be that as a society we are producing more, working harder and overall that the people who create the wealth are getting an increasingly smaller share of that very wealth? The answer, according to us in Ireland, is to be found in the contradiction at the very heart of the economic system known as free market capitalism. The underlying problem in Ireland, as in the rest of the world, is indeed the problem of capitalism. We are very much of the belief that the liberation of Ireland, in its fullest sense, is integral to the liberation of all peoples and to the advancement towards the establishment of a socialist dispensation in Ireland and throughout the wider world. Indeed, in explaining why the British system must stay in Ireland and defeat those who will resist its presence and influence, the British Conservative MP, John Biggs Davidson, very much acknowledged this in the 1980s when he stated that if we lose in Belfast, we may have to fight in Brixton and Birmingham. It is exactly this proposition and potential that has always exercised and animated socialist republicans in their struggle against the British occupation of a part of Ireland. The struggle against this injustice cannot be dissevered from the struggle against all other injustices. Either we are against all injustice or we are against none. I am an Irish socialist republican by accident of geography alone. I am a socialist republican because I am and always have been against injustice. I see the people of Belfast, Brixton and Birmingham not as my enemy, but, if I may say, as my brothers and sisters. The more defeats that are inflicted on the notion of empire, the nearer we approach the creation of its very antithesis. That of a state whereby society and individuals can comprise, are truly free. Our fundamental position then is that poverty, exclusion and conflict both in Ireland and internationally are caused primarily by the joint system of capitalism and imperialism. This system, which is based upon the exploitation and expropriation of the majority by a minority, will never allow the bulk of humanity to fulfil its potential. It is only by replacing this system with one based upon cooperation rather than exploitation that true human freedom can be achieved. To our mind, a democratic socialist republic would be such a system. Ireland's position vis-à-vis social change is that the realisation of the objective of a democratic socialist republic in Ireland requires change of a revolutionary nature. What is required is a reversal of the top-down approach to politics and the administration of power to one that is based upon the bottom-up, reflecting as it must the entire participation and active control by people of the resources and power necessary for the fulfilment of human economic and social needs. What is required then is that those who produce the wealth in society are in control of that wealth, to do it as they collectively see fit. It is their firm contention that anything short of economic control by workers over the resources that produce and are produced by their labour will always be insufficient as a means to the end of creating a society based upon real democracy and liberty. Achieving the vision of social equality and an end to want and poverty will only ever be possible when a majority take control of their own lives and the wealth they generate, and use both in the interests of creating a society that will meet the needs of all people. The founding document of the Irish Republic, the 1916 Proclamation, is a document that reflects, some would say, socialist principles, and particularly the central idea that the people of Ireland have a right to the ownership of Ireland. It states that the responsibility of government is to pursue the happiness of the whole nation and all of its parts, cherishing all of the children of the nation equally. In fact, the proclamation views the extent to which these conditions are achieved or not as being the criteria against which the very notions of independence and democracy must be measured. It is self-evident that 21st century Ireland is a place where these objectives have yet to be realised. The truth is that they did not form any real part of the vision that those in power have for Irish society and the majority of people in it. This is so because those who exercise power over the economy and the political system are merely living up to the expectations of the capitalist doctrine they subscribe to. With regard to the question of how do we get a revolution, I'd firstly like to say that I believe that initiatives and gestures such as this one emanating from the anarchist libertarian community are vital if we are to have any hope for the creation of a political current of real and deep revolutionary potential in Ireland. It is not only that libertarians, communists, anarchists, socialists and republicans should engage in dialogue, it is of vital importance that they do so. It is Ireland's firm conviction that it is only through the construction of a social movement or coalition founded upon the collective actions of local communities, organised labour, cultural organisations, campaigns, groups and political parties that a society based upon the principles of human cooperation, solidarity and true social justice can be established and sustained. We are very much of the opinion that an empowered people the control over the resources necessary for the betterment of society would be far more capable than any political class ever could be of addressing those things that are necessary for an existence that is fulfilling and contented. With this in mind, let me state that we believe that electoral and parliamentary politics alone cannot deliver the type of change required in Irish society. The lessons of history indicate that the sustained transformation from a capitalist to a socialist system cannot be achieved without the active support and participation of the mass of the people. The task of building the forces necessary for social revolution requires that the forces and momentum for change be built from the ground up. As a reflection of this, we see radical campaigning as having the potential to empower, politicise and mobilise the people, who alone can provide a dynamic for such a transformation. Through campaigning on political, social, economic and cultural issues, Airgy is trying in earnest to contribute to that dynamic. The construction of this movement or coalition cannot be restricted to the island of Ireland. The fight against capitalism and imperialism is by necessity a global one. The global emergent global justice movement represents a real and growing bulwark to oppression and exploitation throughout the world. We in Ireland believe that it is from within this movement that a new and truly progressive era of international cooperation and solidarity will emerge. With regard to working to achieve the objectives we have set ourselves as revolutionary political activists, we in Ireland are deadly serious. We are deadly serious about resisting those who would enslave and limit the horizons of humanity to the level which they have been reduced and restricted. We are deadly serious about the fact that the global capitalist system must be destroyed and replaced by one that is becoming of the potential inherent in humankind. In conclusion, may we echo the words of the Russian revolutionary Peter Kropotkin. Yes, death or renewal. Either the state forever, crushing individual and local life, taking over in all fields of human activity, bringing with it wars and its domestic struggles for power, its palace revolutions which only replace one tyrant by another. And inevitably, at the end of this development, there is death. Or the destruction of the state and new life starting again in thousands of centres on the principle of the lively initiative of the individual and groups, and that of the free agreement. The choice lies with you. The choice lies with all of us here. It lies with us whether we set our hearts, our minds, our bodies to the collective task of, as James Connolly declared, the creation of a free federation of free peoples, of which a 32-county democratic socialist republic is an indispensable part.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Workers' Solidarity Movement. The speaker was from Airigi and was speaking as part of a debate on what sort of Ireland do you want. There were also speakers in this debate from the Workers' Solidarity Movement and from the Irish Socialist Network. You can download those podcasts from www.wsm.ie. This is a podcast from the Workers' Solidarity Movement. You'll find our webpage at www.wsm.ie.